English Rose Fabrics would like to know, they've just had shingles and would like to know if they can use the body tapper to help them.
Okay, I would say no, because you've got to be really careful, because the thing about body tapping is it's a percussive technique, okay? Hello, my name's Katie Brindle and welcome to Own Your Health. Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And today is the first ever live coffee break clinic. She says, looky, I didn't get a coffee in this coffee break clinic. Never mind. Right. So we have no idea how this is going to go because I've never done a live coffee break clinic before. So if you're listening to this in the podcast format later, I've no idea what's about to happen. But if you are listening to this live right now, or indeed watching it live, either here on TikTok or here on YouTube, do please message in your questions and I will answer them for you, or I will endeavour to. We've already got some questions that have been pre-sent in before. If you're listening to this later, do feel free to add your questions to the comments below, and I'll fold them into the next live coffee break clinic. So on the basis that, Vix, do you want to give me a question first?
Yeah, okay. So Elena Dunbar says, what do you use a castor oil compress for apart from bloating?
Ah, right. Well, castor oil compressing is one of my absolute favourite self-care treatments. I like to call it self-care whilst you sleep, because the thing is that I'm all for ease. And the thing about castor oil compressing is that you can just kind of do it when you're asleep. So the first thing that I do for the castor oil is actually not for bloating. It's for liver. Now, the thing is, in Chinese medicine, is that the liver has loads of responsibilities and you really need to look after your liver. An unhappy liver equals an unhappy you. The main thing about the liver is it's responsible for detoxifying the blood. OK, that's its main kind of responsibility. But in Chinese medicine, it has a whole load of other responsibilities as well. And one of them is the smooth flow of energy and blood around the body. And if that doesn't happen, it starts to stagnate, which means instead of it kind of going la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da, which is like you in a good mood having a nice time, it's like this. And then you get moody and you get PMT and you get headaches and your sleep gets disrupted and you get irritable and you get clumsy. And generally you feel a bit narky, and it's just not a nice way to feel. So one of the easiest ways to support your liver is to put a castor oil compress on it. I also like to put one on the kidneys. It's a very useful thing for supporting the kidneys with their processes of detoxification as well. And happy kidneys equal good hair on the head, good bone health, good battery life in the body, good energy, good vitality. And it's important to keep those kidneys nice and clean. And you really want to avoid things like gallstones and kidney stones. And so keeping the energy flowing and keeping them clean is a really important way to prevent those things happening as well. And last but by no means least, I like to use castor oil compresses for my lower belly because they really support with menstrual problems. You don't use the compress when you have the menstrual flow, but if you're somebody that suffers from menstrual problems, then it's a really useful thing to do away from the menstrual flow every other day of the month in order to prevent those things from happening. So those are a few really useful ways to use the compress.
I've got a question from Sarah Adams, mm-hmm. who would like to know where she can find the free fact sheets on IBS and bloating.
They are all on the website, katiebrindle.com. So if you go to katiebrindle.com, it says fact sheets on the little drop-down menu and everything is listed there. That's an easy one.
English Rose Fabrics would like to know, they've just had shingles and would like to know if they can use the body tapper to help them.
No, because you've got to be really careful, because the thing about body tapping is it's a percussive technique, okay? So it's... And the thing about shingles is it's very much relating to the nervous system as much as other things that it relates to, OK, because it's obviously connected to the immune system as well. But shingles is very connected to the nervous system. And nerves don't really want to be agitated when you're recovering from shingles. So actually better, I would suggest, is the soft body brush. So soft body brushing is really nice on the nervous system, OK? It's just really soothing. So what I would suggest you do is obviously you must avoid the actual area itself, but work on all the other areas. And rather than tapping, you do soft brushing. So the way that we promote that is to start at the heart, and you're going to be doing circular techniques across the chest and down the inside of the arm. Obviously, you'd be doing this on bare skin, up the outside of the arm, over the shoulders, circle, 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 down the same thing on the other arm, down the inside, up the outside. Now, then over the top of the back, assuming that the shingles is sort of somewhere lower down, it normally affects around this area of the body. So just avoid the area. But one of the most important things you can do, it's so soothing, is to just, because it's got a long arm on it, just go gently in circles down the back. Okay. And when you reach the extent of your arm, you just turn your arm around and go the other way. Obviously, avoid the affected area itself. Once you've done the back, then if you've got any areas of the abdomen that you can work on, work around them. You want to go in a clockwise direction, but avoid any areas of inflammation. Okay. Then you want to go down the outside of the legs and up the inside. But when you're doing body brushing, working with energy, you always want to go in a circular motion, not straight lines. It's a very different technique. Energy moves in spirals. Okay. Blood moves in direct lines. Okay. That's why when you do straight body brushing, you're going towards the heart. But energy is the beginning of everything. Blood follows the energy. So actually, when you do these techniques, it's better to follow the energy rather than the circulation. You can do both, but always start with energy.
Jane Hartley has just watched your reel about tapping for breast health. Can you use the drummer, or is that too harsh?
No. The drummer lends itself to the upper shoulder. So here's my drummer. So the drummer is fab for that kind of upper shoulder tension. You know, if you sort of, you get tight shoulders and you go like that, and then eventually you give up because you go, well, it doesn't really work. So the drummer just works because it's like a kind of meat mallet. So you really want to be using that on that sort of soft, fleshy area at the top of the body here. Okay, that's its purpose. I wouldn't be doing it really on the front of the body at all. You can gently tap, gently drum the abdomen if you don't have any abdominal issues in the first place, gently. And you can also use it for cellulite and for general circulation. The other thing that I really like using the drummer for is actually the sole of my foot. Foot drumming and tapping is really good for energizing the kidney. I'll just get my foot out. It's really nice. You can just drum down on the sole of the foot like this. It's really invigorating. And the useful thing about these tools is they've got a nice little handle on them, so it's quite easy to reach. But really, if you're going to use the drummer is absolutely designed for that upper shoulder area. And boy, does it work. It's so helpful. And then I would be doing brushing all around the other areas of the body. If you actually want to brush around the actual breast area itself, obviously, please make sure that you consult a doctor. But what I recommend for that is not even the soft body brush. I actually use the face brush when I'm working kind of close to the actual area itself, okay? So I go all the way to the very, very soft face brush and just do very, very, very tiny, gentle strokes in the area. But if you're not sure, please, please, please consult your doctor. Have we still not got anyone on TikTok? Everyone's just...
We've got lots of people, but no questions.
Everyone's admiring. Anyone on TikTok, would you like to ask me a question? Because we are doing a live Own Your Health clinic for my podcast. So Lisa is my guest in the studio today. She is a high vibrational artist, and we met through her art and a charity project where she promoted positivity across a whole variety of different London buses, which was 2 years ago. A project which actually ended up with her being on national television and in the national press several times because it spread so much goodness and positivity around the city. And it was all Lisa's idea. So Lisa came in today to do an entire podcast all about high vibrational frequency and why we need it for our health. And I asked her to hang around, not just to hold my TikTok,
yeah, exactly.
but just to be a fly on the wall and go, oh, this is what happens. Yeah. So she can go home and tell her friends. So Lisa, thank you for supervising my TikTok. But no one's got any questions.
No, not that I can see so far. Lots of people joined, but
that's okay. So what's our question?
We've got one on YouTube from Cheryl Leon, who says, what is the shortest amount of, is it Qigong?
Qigong,
that you should do daily to receive the full benefit, 10, 20 or 30 minutes?
Oh, Cheryl, that's a brilliant question. And thank you for joining in, Cheryl. It's so nice to see you. The thing about anything is it's all about consistency. So the key is to decide, what is the time frame where you are absolutely going to do it no matter what? And I always suggest that you start small and build. So personally, I am the advocate of the 1 minute miracles, and that we start with a minute, and we start with the same concept as brushing your teeth. Teeth brushing is what? 2 minutes twice a day. So really, we should be adopting that. And that's why I give you 1 minute techniques, which will always be a breathing technique, a Qigong technique, something based with tools like Gua Sha for your beauty or tapping after you've been in the shower. And the key thing is to be consistent. So if you were to say to me, I vow that I am going to do this come what may, every single day, no matter what, then I would say to you, do the swimming dragon. The swimming dragon is such a lovely Qigong technique. You're standing with your feet basically shoulder width apart or together, depending on what's more comfortable. Put your hands into prayer, and then you're just twisting the body side to side. And it enables you to work with whatever, however your body feels. If you're not feeling well, or if you're in a chair or you're in a bed, you can just do this. You can keep the movements. If you've got limited mobility, you can keep the movements very small. And you can go all the way into huge, great movements like this, where you go all the way down and stretch all the way back up. And it is such a catch-all motion. It's really good at enabling the liver to flow smoothly. It's getting the breath into every aspect of the body. It's aligning all of the chakra systems. It's feeding all of the nervous system. It's feeding all of the organs. So it's such a good exercise that I would say to start with, do 1 minute. And do that, but do it every day. And if you've done it every single day, no matter what, for 21 days, go to 2 minutes. Okay, and we slowly build up until eventually you reach that pivotal point where you go, actually, in an ideal world, you'd want to be doing a minimum 20 minutes a day. But the key is not to drop a day. Thank you, Chell, for joining.
She also says, I love the swimming dragon, off the back of you saying that.
I love the swimming dragon. It's my favourite. I do that every single day. That's the one I do. And that was the one that's in my book. And it's the one that I talk about. And it's the one that I teach in my free class, which I do all the time. Ah, we have a question on TikTok. Yay!
The question is, hi, Katie, this is Miss Lou. Any advice on bad stomach cramps? Please, I get them even when not on my period.
Oh, okay. So this is very much to do with liver qi stagnation. Qi meaning energy. So the liver is a very, very big organ, which is kind of on the right-hand side at the bottom of the ribs. Okay, it's kind of here and it goes all the way around. Now, the liver is responsible for detoxification. It is. But it also has a massive responsibility to the digestive system. And in Chinese medicine, there is something called there's these energy cycles. Okay, so that the organs have got this sort of energetic relationship with each other. And the liver controls the digestion. Okay, because the digestion is the spleen over here and the liver controls it. So if that liver isn't happy, it tends to kind of overbear the digestion, and the digestion just kind of goes, oh, like this. And then what happens is the liver also has a responsibility for the smooth flow of qi or energy and blood around the body. And that responsibility also incorporates the menstrual flow. The menstrual flow is the liver's ability to use the uterus as a dumping ground for all sorts of anger and frustration and negativity and overwhelm and all the stuff that your body doesn't want. The liver can whack it into the uterus and squeeze it out really hard at the menstrual flow time, which we say are cramps, but the body's going, you're welcome, I've just cleaned all the pipes, you're good to go for another month, and another month will ensue. So largely what I'm hearing here is that you have basically your liver is working in overdrive. So the most important thing is to get a castor oil compress, one of my absolute key self-care tools. They are brilliant. Use the castor oil compress on the liver every single night before you go to bed and leave it on overnight. Do not use it when you have got a period, but outside of the menstrual flow, you can use it on the liver every single night. And then I would also potentially use it as a secondary on the abdomen of the body as well to alleviate the cramps. That's where I would start. Try that first. If that does the trick, you're good to go. If that hasn't quite done it, then I would suggest that you use the body tapper, which is this tool here, and you tap all over the body. If you've got stomach cramps and you've got bloating and tenderness in the abdomen, avoid the abdomen, but tap everywhere else, because tapping is really good at facilitating a smooth flow of energy function that the liver is in charge of. And it just takes that responsibility off the liver. It just helps it a little bit. You should find that the tapping will do the trick. If the tapping still hasn't done the trick, then I suggest you use acupressure. And you acupressure a point called liver 3. And liver 3 is between the big toe and the second toe. If you just come back a little bit, it's just there. If you Google it, it might be easier. It's called liver 3. It's very easy to find. You normally find when you press it, if your liver's not happy, it'll go, oh. Just go gently and just keep doing it every day for, you know, 10 to 15 seconds, but just continually do it. And let me know if that works. And if not, we can go further. We have another question on TikTok.
This is from Tracy. Can you give me advice on underactive thyroid? I'm medicated but still feel awful, tired and weight gain.
Right. Okay. So the thyroid, obviously anything that I'm talking about, you must always be in communication with your doctor and your GP, because you're likely to be taking medication and you need to always check. But for our medicine, the thyroid is actually a condition connected again to the liver. So if you've got an underactive or an overactive thyroid, the liver is always the organ that we go to. And one thing that I will impress upon everyone consistently is that in Chinese medicine, the organs are responsible for your health. Everything goes back to the organs. They're ultimately the minister in charge. Everything else is just further down the line. So you need to look after the liver. Now, that's quite useful because you will be given medication, which is likely to be a thyroid direct medication, leveling out the thyroid levels. But if you support the liver, that will harmonize that. So the first thing to do is, again, castor oil compress to regulate the liver pattern. But another thing that I would suggest you do is to start doing the healing sounds. Use those on a daily basis. Also, massage liver 3 before bed each night and give yourself a good foot massage, and have a look at all of the free content on my website. There was a whole free fact sheet about thyroid issues, and there is a whole free fact sheet about what to do for your liver. Basically, as long as you've talked to your doctor and you've said to your doctor, I'm doing some healing sounds for my liver and I'm rubbing liver 3, we always sit in this podcast in that your doctor would always say, I can't see that that's going to do any harm. I don't see why not. Because that's where we live. That's our slipstream, okay? And that's where we're sitting there talking about singing and rubbing and tapping and brushing and things like that to stay away from the actual area itself. And another question on TikTok. I got that flying in. Yay, TikTok.
Hi, Katie. Is there anything to help with tinnitus?
Oh my God, yeah. Okay, so tinnitus in Chinese medicine is actually a condition of the kidney, because the kidney opens to the ear. Now, I've done a podcast on tinnitus. We've got a fact sheet on tinnitus. So there's two really good sources of full-on information about it. But the key thing to know is that the kidneys in Chinese medicine open into the ears and are the batteries of the body. And the problem with modern living is that we really exhaust our bodies and we are really hammering our kidneys. So that's one of the reasons tinnitus is so common. And what happens is, as the kidneys deplete and get tired, the body is forced to draw the energy away from the extremities, in this case the ears, into the kidneys to keep you going, because you have to keep going. So then there's not enough energy reaching all the way to the top, and then you get the ringing in the ears. So all you have to do is strengthen the kidneys back up, and the energy floods its way all the way back through the body, and then the symptoms disappear. So have a look at the free fact sheet. An immediate thing is to just rub that little area, you know, where the little notch is on the ear, just in front of it. You can open the jaw. There's a little gap. Where that gap is when you open, that's the spot. And then close, that's where you rub. And you just rub 36 times and really massage it in. This is one of those things that it depends on how bad the tinnitus is. If it's low level, this normally does the trick. If it's high level, it won't really quite touch the sides and you've got to go deeper. But it's a very common problem, and I've addressed it both on the podcast and with a free fact sheet on my website.
This is from Tammy, who says, what is your recommendation, Katie, for someone who is 16 years plant-based but developed a salt sensitivity and her under eye area fills up with water over as little as ingesting 100 milligrams of sodium?
Okay, so on that one, you would need to see a naturopath and get some tests on that, because basically you've got a very, very specific situation going on there. But in the meantime, again, under eye area and sodium salt, kidneys. Okay, because the kidneys, the salt is the flavor of the kidneys and the under eye is the area of the kidneys as well. So if they're filling up with water that quickly, it's because the kidneys aren't happy. So the number one thing to do is strengthen the kidneys, which is on the free fact sheet.
Rich Sassy would like to know how you incorporate turmeric into your routine. I did do oil pulling, but gave it up.
I love oil pulling. And okay, this is crazy, but it's one of my best beauty tips. So what I have upstairs in my bathroom, amongst many other things, is a pot of turmeric powder and a tub of organic coconut fat. And then I have a really old cup and a really old toothbrush. And what I do every single morning is I just kind of gouge out a little bit of coconut fat and mix in about a quarter of a teaspoon of turmeric paste. And I mix it together and I stick it and I brush my teeth with that paste. And then I oil pull and swirl it around and then eventually spit it out and brush my teeth. And you can ingest some of the benefits of the turmeric through the salivary amylase in the mouth, and it goes in because the skin cells are so thin in that area. And it's amazing for teeth whitening. And it's really weird because turmeric, you'd think, well, hang on, that's going to make my teeth go yellow. But actually, when you mix it with the coconut fat, it doesn't. Okay. And it's a really, really useful thing. So swilling and pulling is a really, really useful health technique for the mouth. It is really, really good for you. So I would advise you to recommence with that. The other way, if you want to just ingest it, is I make a little turmeric juice as well. I really ensure that I have turmeric on a daily basis because I had very, very bad adhesions and I get quite a lot of gastric inflammation if I'm not careful. So I have to keep turmeric into my diet on a daily basis. And the way I do that is I have a little silver straw, so it's a reusable one, and I make the turmeric juice and then I just sip it through the straw so it goes straight to the back of the mouth. Okay, because the way you stop the turmeric going on the teeth is with the coconut fat in the morning. And then if you're going to ingest it, you need to get it to the back of the mouth and down it goes.
Alicia Jackson has said, I've been waking up between 1 and 3 a.m. every night lately. Any suggestions on how to lower that cortisol and sleep through the second cycle?
Yes. So in Chinese medicine, the 1 to 3 o'clock in the morning hotspot is the liver. The cortisol levels are completely relevant to what the liver's doing because it's processing so much of this in its daily function. But the key to supporting that moment in the sleep cycle is supporting the liver before you go to sleep and during the course of the day. So there's a few things that we need to be doing whilst we're awake that will in turn help us in order to sleep, especially at that moment in the time. So the first thing is the castor oil compress. Back I go again. Honestly, castor oil compresses should be sponsoring this podcast. So it's self-care whilst you sleep, and that's the time when it's affecting. So put the castor oil compress on the liver before you go to bed, and it will help the liver process and detoxify before it wakes you up. That's the first thing. The second thing is tap the body in the morning, because tap and regularly throughout the day if you can, but at least tap first thing in the morning. The tapper encourages the smooth flow of qi and blood around the body. So slow tapping like this, following the energy cycles of the body, and I've demonstrated this on my website, it's on all my socials, will allow support to the liver in its function of smooth flow of energy and blood around the body. It will stop the energy stagnating, which is often what then aggravates the liver in the nighttime because it's trying to process all of that. And it will also facilitate detoxification of the body because it allows fresh qi and blood to come through the body and support the liver's function in detoxification because it's allowing the blood flow to move. So this is a really useful thing to be doing regularly throughout the day. And then before bed, which is a key thing, a key time of day for your self-care, use the body brush, the soft body brush. Use slow spiral movements going across the chest, down the inside of the arm, spiraling up the outside of the arm, down the back. You can turn it round because it's got a long arm, down the outside of the legs, up the inside of the legs, around the abdomen. Okay, because what that's doing is soothing the nervous system. And the liver is also responsible for the nervous system in the body. So by soothing it down, you're relaxing the cortisol levels before bed, you're soothing the liver, you're preparing it for sleep. And last but by no means least, please make sure that you are in bed by 10:30 because the energy before it goes into the liver is in its pair, which is the gallbladder. And that starts at 11 p.m. And you need to be in a deep sleep cycle by 11 p.m. in order to kind of push that all the way through for a good night's sleep. So, and oh, one last thing, sorry, whilst I've got you, is the worst thing you can do, the worst thing is be on your screen. Come off your screen with an, I know everyone's looking really guilty in this room. Everyone's going, oh my God, we're all on our screens. I know. We are all on our screens before we go to sleep. It's the worst thing to do. You have to give yourself an hour before bed because that blue light going into the eyes, the liver opens to the eyes. The last thing it wants is overstimulation before sleep. It is really, really bad for you. There is an entire chapter, funnily enough, there's this book, called the Su Wen, which is basically this ancient 2,000-year-old book, which is kind of the Bible of Chinese medicine, really. And in that book, they didn't know anything about screens in those days. They were just saying overtaxation of vision was bad for the liver and the heart. And they were talking about this extensively in a book that's over 2,000 years old. And they were just talking about overlooking at the outside world. They were talking about closing your eyes and looking at the inside world, i.e. meditating, not being on flicking screens and looking at all these images and watching Netflix. It is really bad. So it's something that we as a society need to start adopting, which is put those screens off and allow yourself to decompress before you go to sleep. And you will find that that is probably the surefire way to get those cortisol levels down and a good night's sleep. Question.
Yes. Hello. Is there anything to help with autism and ADHD symptoms?
Oh, yes. Okay. So autism and ADHD, there's actually a whole fact sheet on this on the website because it's getting increasingly common. It is largely connected to the liver and the heart. in Chinese medicine, okay? Because basically the heart is feeling agitated and the energy isn't kind of going in these lovely smooth crescendos where it's kind of raising gently and then lowering gently, which is kind of the rhythm of the heart. And also the liver is very much responsible for that condition. So it is very, very important to keep the liver energy running smoothly around the body. Now, because it is a condition of agitation, in that instance, tapping is not such a great idea. We need to do softer self-care. So back to soft body brushing we go, because this soothes the nervous system and it calms the liver and it calms the heart. So you want to be doing lots of circles around the heart, lots of circles over the chest, lots of circles around the abdomen, sweeping down the sides of the body, down the sides here. Sweeping down the sides here, you need to do a lot of the rescue breath content that I talk about. Breathing is one of the easiest self-care tools that we can do. It is free and you're going to breathe anyway. So the easiest way to start supporting the body is to put a gong app on your phone. I like Mindfulness Bell, which I think is fantastic. There are other ones as well. James might get his gong out in a second and play it, which I think he's about to do. So you can hear this gong that we've got because it's really good. Here we go. Now, it's such a soothing sound. Set that onto your phone to go every hour. Okay, and when you hear that sound, carry on with whatever you're doing. And all you do is you breathe in slowly for four. You linger at the top of the breath for four. You breathe out slowly for four. And you linger at the bottom of the breath for four. You normally find that gong, it will complete itself in about a minute. And in an ideal world, you would do three or four of those lovely slow breaths, and it calms both the heart and the liver down, and it helps you function, helps you support. There's a lot more advice on this on the fact sheet on my website. And if it's not up, because it's one that's being changed at the moment, so it may not be up there. If you email info@katiebrindle.com, we can send you the content. Thank you all so much for joining me today. It's been a real pleasure to do my very first Coffee Break Clinic live. If you have any more questions, please put them in the comments below. I know it won't be saved on TikTok, but it will be saved over on YouTube. So you feel free to put the comments in the questions below and we'll pull them in for next time. Please do give us a rate on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave any comments on TikTok, Instagram and YouTube. Thank you so much for joining.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.